Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a clear sky and 39 degrees. For the first time, the Omicron variant of COVID has turned up in the U.S. It was found in a patient in the Bay Area of California. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
The initial case, or as epidemiologists would say, the primary case of the Omicron variant in the U.S., is an unidentified resident of San Francisco who flew back from South Africa on November 22nd, developed symptoms on November 25th, and tested positive on November 29th. Because of their travel history, the virus sample was immediately tested and confirmed as Omicron. San Francisco health officials say the first Omicron case will not lead to new restrictions, but in California, with some of the nation's strictest measures, it may delay the relaxing of any current health orders.
The patient in question was previously vaccinated for COVID-19. The individual was reported to have mild symptoms. The Biden administration is going to extend the rule that requires masks on public transportation.
President Biden's expected to make a formal announcement that travelers on planes, trains, buses, and at airports and train stations have to keep wearing masks through March 18th. That rule was supposed to expire in January. The requirements triggered some friction on board planes where some travelers have refused to wear masks. The Federal Aviation Administration said this week it's gotten nearly 4,000 reports of air passengers refusing to wear masks this year. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police say a 55-year-old woman who was trying to cross a street in her wheelchair was hit by a vehicle and died in East Wichita. The crash occurred near the intersection of Rock Road and Funston. Police officer Trevor Macy says the woman was in an electric wheelchair. Her name has not been released. Macy says there does not appear to be a crosswalk at that location, just sidewalks on either side of Rock Road. Officer Macy had this reminder for drivers and pedestrians.
Just utilize sidewalks and crosswalks where applicable. If there's not a crosswalk, it's usually best to go down to an area where there is one, or at least an area with some flashers or something like that. And if you're driving, just be aware of pedestrians.
Police have identified the victim of a fatal fight early Wednesday in West Wichita.
50-year-old Stephen Long was leaving Blue Nightclub at Tyler and Maple when he became involved in an argument with 34-year-old Christopher Parrish of Wichita. Parrish apparently shoved Long, causing him to strike his head on the pavement. Emergency crews pronounced Long dead at the scene. Parrish was taken into custody and booked on charges of involuntary manslaughter. The case will be presented to the district attorney's office. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Before the Sedgwick County Commission Wednesday was a resolution that would have created a new fine class for violations of county codes and resolutions.
Currently, the maximum fine the county can levy is $500, but the new class would have allowed for the creation of a $1,000 fine. Nearly all of the commissioners wanted to delay a vote on the resolution, citing the need to understand the issue better. Jim Howell was the only commissioner who did not want to delay a vote.
I'm flabbergasted as to why this conversation continues to be. We don't know what we're doing. We have not been briefed. I'd like to know if commissioners have been briefed on this, because I've been talking about this for quite a long time now. If commissioners have not been briefed, I guess we have a process problem.
On a 4-1 vote, the board deferred the item for 60 days. Commissioners also deferred until a future date a resolution to fine people who discharge firearms across property boundaries. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday regarding a Mississippi law that would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, even in cases of rape or incest. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
Nearly 50 years after Roe v. Wade, the battle over abortion rights is once again squarely before the U.S. Supreme Court, with a 6-3 split generally tilted in favor of the conservatives. Pro-life advocates have been open about their hopes of overturning Roe and its follow-up case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, based on the court's current makeup. And that had the liberal justices warning today that taking that step could appear purely political. The bulk of today's arguments did focus on when it's appropriate for the country's highest court to overrule something considered one of its landmark decisions.
A ruling expected in June may mean millions of women lose abortion access. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Thursday morning, second day of December, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, this morning we've got, it's interesting, the gasoline prices, the average does seem to be coming down a bit. I'm seeing a lot of stations, some of them only down to about $2.97 a gallon, but a lot of stations out there are $2.94 or $2.95 a gallon, so that seems to be the average right around in that area, $2.94 or $2.95 a gallon as far as the gasoline prices are concerned today. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Filled up at $2.59 a gallon last night with the plus card. So
yeah, you used a discount, yeah.
How about that? 6:11, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's already a mild start to the day for us with a clear sky here in south central Kansas. Temperatures expected to really warm up this afternoon. Our record is 69, set back in 2012. We will likely shatter that with a high 76. Clear in 44 tonight. Tomorrow's high in the upper 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 37 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 6:12, Steve and Ted in the morning here. As I said, Thursday, December 2nd, we had a partly cloudy day across central Kansas. Wednesday, Wichita's high temperature was 57 degrees. Normal high is 50. On this date in 1859, militant abolitionist John Brown was hanged for his raid on Harper's Ferry the previous October. There's a young man from Kansas who didn't fare very well. He thought if he just took over that armory that all the slaves in the area would come flocking in there to help him. It didn't happen.
Didn't happen, no.
And
certainly a fiery figure from that time period.
Who was the officer on that? Was Robert E. Lee, Union officer on that? I believe he may have been.
Really?
I have to Google that and find out. I believe he was the man in charge there. The House panel investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection has voted to pursue contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, but the committee has also agreed to let him come back for another try. Clark is a former Justice Department official who refused to answer the panel's questions. He is suspected of being aligned with Donald Trump ahead of the violent attack as the then-president tried to overturn his election defeat. Clark appeared for a deposition last month but refused to be interviewed. A second deposition is now set for Saturday. New book says then-President Donald Trump tested positive for COVID-19 3 days before his presidential debate in September of 2020 with Joe Biden. The information is in the book The Chief's Chief, written by former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The Guardian reports in its advance copy, Meadows says Trump got a positive test, then a negative one, after which the then-president resumed his usual activities, including the debate. Trump has dismissed the account as fake news. It's interesting, but I'm not sure exactly what it means, if it's true. Didn't we have Mark? I think John Whitmer had Mark Meadows on.
Yeah, very recently.
On the air here on KNSS the other night. All right. Interesting. Okay. Now, starting yesterday, no appointments are necessary to receive a vaccine at the Sedgwick County Health Department's Community Vaccine Clinic that's located at 223 South Main. Clinic offers regular doses of COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine, ages 5 and older, and Johnson & Johnson vaccine, ages 18 and older, and booster doses for people aged 18 and older. Walk-ins are accepted from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday and Saturday. They're making it easy, Ted. Now, 223 South Main, is that the old library?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. At the community vaccine clinic, people can receive Pfizer boosters 6 months after their initial Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J dose, or J&J booster 2 months after their initial J&J vaccine, or 6 months after their second Pfizer or Moderna vaccine dose. So there it is. They're making it easy for you. Just walk in, and the hours are, 7 a.m. to basically 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the library.
Even when you were making appointments, it wasn't all that hard.
No, wasn't that? No, they
it's
made
always,
it.
They it's always been it. An easy process.
I gotta tell you, they made it pretty easy. They've made it pretty easy for those who want to get the shot. All right, you got any birthdays this morning? Right off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Gonna have to do some research on that. Okay, I've got one. My son-in-law, Eric Thummel's having a birthday today.
That's a big one.
He's married to my daughter Stacy, and they have 4 children. And he is an accountant with Alan Hibbs and Gulick, whatever it is, H.
Yeah.
HG. Yeah,
I think that's right.
Alan Gibbs and Hulick. Yeah, Alan Gibbs and Hulick. Okay. Anyway, he's been there for several years, doing pretty good. And I'm not sure. He has a birthday. And my birthday's coming up in a couple of days, Ted. I got
Saturday.
Yeah,
we're not far off.
So they're going to have to come up with a cake that's big enough for 2 guys. I'll probably have to. We probably won't have our own cake. He'll probably have one, and I'll have one. But there you go. Sagittarius. He's a Sagittarius, just like me. I don't know what that means.
Which means what?
I'm not sure.
What is the Sagittarius
means. I'm not sure.
Label.
I'm going to have to look that up. Isn't that the archer? No. Is that the horse? I'm not sure. Why don't I look
Apparently
that up?
Apparently it doesn't mean a lot to you.
It doesn't. I'm not much into, what's it called?
Astrology?
Zodiac?
You don't even know that word.
Astronomy? Astrology. I do know this. I'm let the cat out of the bag on this. I worked for a couple of years at a place called Bright Voice, and we provided news and information for the biggest newspapers in the country. Satellite delivered. This was called, at any rate, one of the things, one of the columns we had news and information, one of which was the almanac, or the astrology every day.
And the horoscope, yeah.
Yeah, horoscopes. And we had a couple of ladies who were real good at writing them. They just kind of sat back there and cranked them out every day. And all of the predictions came right out of their heads.
So you're telling me they were making it up?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. You base your life on somebody who's writing it up in a basement in Wichita, Kansas. There's something wrong. Anyway, I've looked up Sagittarius. We ought to do some astrology. That'll be kind of fun. Even if it's phony, we should do some. 6:18 now, Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, and time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. I can tell you one thing, there's some defense going on in Stillwater last night.
Boy, no kidding. And the Shockers were a huge part of that equation. Men's basketball action last night for Wichita State on the road at Oklahoma State, a place the Shockers have been able to win twice in recent years. Shocks did have their struggles in this one. In fact, they were down by 7 points midway through the second half. But then they went on a 22-6 run.
Ooh.
In the final 10 minutes. The Pokes missed their last 9 shots, and the Shockers were able to come back behind Ricky Council. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Bob the Council at the right elbow, steps back, 3 over Moncrief. Good! Yeah, Ricky Council with another big basket.
They ran a clear-out play for Ricky. Ricky could drive or shoot, and he decided to shoot on Moncrief, who was playing off of him.
Hey, keep getting the ball to Ricky.
Shot clock at 9.
Clear the side for Ricky.
One-on-one against Likely. Gets a step on him all the way to the rim and lays it in. What a finish by Ricky Council.
Yeah, he was on the same side as Tyson Etienne, and Tyson's man couldn't help off, so Ricky got all the way to the hoop.
Ricky Council scored 12 of his 17 points there in that final 10 minutes, and the Shockers come back and beat Oklahoma State 60-51, snapping the 5-game winning streak for the Pokes. Wichita State is now 6-1 on the season with a 3-game winning streak. Ricky Council talks about making adjustments.
Just watch Dexter, because we're in the same position, see how they guard him. I mean, obviously, their scouting report, they're probably going to guard us a little different. But I just watching everything, and I'm just sitting there anxious, waiting for a coach to call my name. And when I do, I just be out there and ready to play.
And Shocker head coach Isaac Brown says, hey, when you're behind on the road, got to stick together.
We were down 4 with probably 4 minutes to go, and those guys just stuck together. They kept getting stops, kept scoring on the other end, and on any given night, we have a different player to step up. You know, one night it's Quay Grant, one time it's Porter, one time it's Kenny Poto, tonight it was Ricky Council.
Stillwater, not an easy place to win for the visiting team over the years. In fact, the Shockers now are only the 3rd team ever in non-conference to win 3 times in a row in Stillwater. DePaul did it back in the 1950s, Tulsa did it in the 80s, and now the Shocks have won their last 3 trips down to Stillwater in recent years. Big win for the Shocks, are now 6-1 on the season. K-State men last night had no trouble beating Albany 71-43 up in Manhattan, beat the Great Danes pretty handily. K-State, back-to-back wins, now 4-2 on the season. Albany couldn't make 3-pointers. They made their first one, and then they missed their last 17. They're 1-for-18 from long range.
Man.
Sophomore Nigel Pack led K-State with 17 points. Senior Mark Smith had 14 points and 10 rebounds. Cats are now 4-2. The Wichita State women won last night at Coke Arena. They beat Oral Roberts 78-62. Shocker ladies got 24 points out of Mariah McCulley. Shocker ladies have not lost at home this season. They're now on a 4-game winning streak. Shocker women are 7-1. Best start in program history. So good.
How about that?
Job by the Shocker ladies as they are off to a 7-1 start. Women are 7-1. Men are 6-1. JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado last night. 15th-ranked Butler Community College hosting the defending national champion Coffeyville. And once again, the power plant was roaring in El Dorado last night. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Holt, crossover dribble, tries to the lane, puts up a banker, and scores it! What a shot! High off the backboard!
And the Grizzlies beat Coffeyville 61-52. Almost the same final score as the Shockers.
Right.
Butler is now 9-1. They are on a 4-game winning streak. They are unbeaten on home court at the power plant. Of course, ranked 15th in the nation, like we said.
And in hockey action, the Wichita Thunder on the road last night in Iowa City beat the Iowa Heartlanders 3-2 in a shootout. If that sounds familiar, that's because that's exactly what happened in the last game the Thunder played. They won 3-2 in a shootout. Four-game winning streak now for the Thunder, and even more importantly, they are now tied for first place atop the Mountain Division. So the Thunder keeps rolling right along with a win on the road last night. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Well, Steve and Ted research team, crack research team, went busy just a moment ago, Ted, and found out the story because today, as we told you earlier, is the anniversary. It was 1859 that they hung John Brown. He was hung for his raid on Harper's Ferry, 1859 on this date. Well, yes, demanding his surrender, Colonel Robert E. Lee.
Very good.
Of the Union Army.
You had that back in your brain.
Had that in there, and it was
good
correct.
Job.
So if you want to take that one to work with you today, if you really want to impress your friends, just ask him, who was the guy who demanded that John Brown give up Harper's Ferry? What? Who was that?
Well, yeah, Harper's Ferry, a big topic of discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
People going to work. If they may be staying at home, you know, working from home, they could regale your children. Hey, kids, I got something for you. Come
and
here.
Your pets.
Come here, kids. All right. 6:23. Give it for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Good ways and bad ways to manage your anger.
Oh.
Oh.
Better listen to this one.
Better take notes on this one coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Thursday morning, 37 degrees. Wyandotte County officials say a man who barricaded himself inside an apartment shot two children and his girlfriend before shooting himself. The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office says a suspect and a 7-year-old girl died after the shooting at a Kansas City, Kansas apartment Wednesday morning. Officers responding to a shooting at Wellborn Park found a woman in her 20s suffering from gunshot wounds. The suspect fled the scene and barricaded himself inside the house. When officers entered the apartment, they found the suspect dead and the girl dead. A 3-year-old boy was injured. The woman and the other child were hospitalized. Authorities have not discussed a possible motive for the shootings.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says it's continuing to monitor the COVID-19 variant Omicron.
No confirmed cases have been identified in Kansas. This variant is new, and it is still unknown how transmissible or contagious it is. It is assumed that it is only a matter of time before it will be found in the United States. With over 64% of the eligible population fully vaccinated, Kansas is more prepared for this variant. The vaccine is available for all individuals aged 5 years and over. The vaccine booster dose is available for all adults aged 18 and over. KDHE says boosters increase the strength of your antibody response, so even if the virus mutates, a boost makes it more likely that your antibodies can prevent you from getting seriously ill.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West reporting.
House January 6th investigators vote to hold Trump-era Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark in contempt after he defied the committee's subpoena.
The House committee looking into the January 6th riot has voted to go after contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark. Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney said multiple sources have said Clark was asked by then-President Trump to take over as Attorney General,
so he could issue a series of letters falsely suggesting that the Department of Justice believed the presidential election may have been stolen.
Clark has refused to talk, but the panel is going to give him one more chance to give a deposition Saturday. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A key Senate Democrat continues voicing concerns about President Biden's Build Back Better spending package. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports from Capitol Hill.
Senator Joe Manchin's biggest gripe with this spending plan is paid family leave. He's not against the idea. He wants to see it in a separate bill. But these wants and wishes have Democrats really losing patience with him. Not certain that's going to deter the moderate Democrat from West Virginia who got an earful from constituents when he was home for the holidays. He says he wants to look at this House bill through the lens of the ongoing inflation crisis. He also doesn't really like how this 10-year-long bill is being paid for. There are some social programs in this, like universal pre-K, that are written to last only 1 to 6 years. That helps trim the bill's price tag, but these programs will probably be extended in the future, and somebody has to pay for that.
And Democrats are still hoping to pass the bill through the Senate by Christmas.
The towering Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center in New York has been officially turned on. The 79-foot Norway spruce is covered with more than 50,000 lights in a rainbow of colors. It bears a crystal-covered 900-pound star. The tree was lit Wednesday in a Midtown Manhattan ceremony, once again open to the public, in contrast to last year's virus-impacted event. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like our quiet weather pattern will stick with us at least throughout the rest of the week, into the weekend, and early next week. But today, we get more unseasonably warm weather. Sunny with a high 76 this afternoon, we will likely set a new record high. Clear overnight, our low 44, 68 and sunny on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 37 degrees. 6:35, Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is December 2nd, Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. On this date in 2000, Al Gore sought a recount in South Florida, while George W. Bush flatly asserted, "I'm soon to be the president," and met with GOP congressional leaders. That was on this date in the contested election of 2000. Arizona State University student groups protesting Kyle Rittenhouse's ties to the school nearly came to blows with supporters of the teenage acquitted murder suspect. The clash happened yesterday as about 100 people rallied at the campus near Phoenix to call on the university to disavow the teen, chanting phrases like, "Killer Kyle off our campus." At his murder trial testimony, Rittenhouse said he was taking online classes at ASU. School said at the time he was an online student, but that is no longer the case. So apparently they were protesting somebody who wasn't on campus and never has been. All right, 6:36 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. Whatever your feelings are about getting the shot, we do have another story about it. Somebody who's come out strongly against it and has passed away. Televangelist Marcus Lamb, a staunch anti-vaccine advocate, has died following a battle with COVID-19. The Christian Daystar television network has revealed he was 64 years old. Lamb, whose sermons were carried by more than 70 TV stations nationwide, often preached against vaccines, instead encouraging his followers to use unapproved treatments. Lamb's wife, Joni, says doctors unsuccessfully treated her husband with the different protocols we use, including the ones we talk about on Daystar. A week ago, Lamb's son, Jonathan, said he believed his father's illness was the result of a spiritual attack from the enemy, which was launched in an effort to take down the televangelist. Or maybe he just got sick because of COVID and died. All right, 6:37, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Ted, coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yes.
We got a lot of things going on tomorrow. A lot of excitement on the Stephen Ted Show. One of the things we're doing tomorrow is I'm gonna be at the Taco Bell at Pawnee and Seneca in the noon hour with $98 of Christmas cash to give away to one of the people driving through the drive-thru.
How about that?
And, yeah, so that'll be that Taco Bell at Pawnee and Seneca, something we've been doing with the folks at Taco Bell now for several years. Now, are you doing one as well on Friday?
For KFH.
What time is your deal?
5 o'clock hour.
5 o'clock hour.
Out of Maple and West.
Maple and West, out on the west side. All right, 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, the cash cattle trade so far this week has been between the $135 and $140 area. And we also have heard Cargill and the Union have a tentative deal to avert the beef plant strike in Alberta, Canada. We also saw live cattle and feeder cattle futures yesterday trade and close positive, but still well below the high scored back on Monday. Now, Friday is expiration of the December live cattle options, and we saw lean hogs trade two-sided and only nearby contracts close positive yesterday. At the close, Feb cattle were 70 cents higher at 138.60, Jan feeders up 97 at 165.82, and Feb hogs 15 higher at $80.12. The corn and the soybean futures had the best gains Wednesday, and Kansas City wheat futures were on the negative side. The weekly ethanol production last week was the lowest since the second week of October, and the first case of the Omicron variant in California yesterday caused the Dow and the crude oil to go from positive trading to a negative close. And we're seeing things trading mostly higher at the moment. March KC wheat's 14 cents higher, $8.33 and a quarter cents. March corn up 5 3/4 at $5.77 1/4, with JN beans up 4 3/4 at $12.33. January crude oil trading 32 cents lower at $65.26. February gold $3 lower at $1,781.40. December S&P 9 points higher at 4,517.5. December dollar index 16 cents lower at $95.86. And December Dow Jones futures 157 points higher, 34,158. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So how about, Tom, have you got your Christmas tree decor or your Christmas decorations up in the front of your home there yet?
Yeah, actually, I put those up, I think it was a day or two before Thanksgiving.
Really? What do you got?
Yeah.
I know you don't have the Grinch anymore.
We don't have the Grinch anymore, but we got this huge face of Santa Claus that lights up at night that we have had since 1984.
Oh, my.
The big Santa face, huh?
Yeah, and then on the side of the house, there's a waving Santa Claus and a Merry Christmas sign all that lights up.
Wow.
I quit putting all the lights up around the outside of the house. It isn't that much fun getting up on the ladder anymore.
Well, that's one of the drawbacks. I mean, my wife won't let me get up on a ladder for anything. I guess she's afraid I'm just old and clumsy like you, and I'll fall off and hurt myself, right?
Well, see, I've got a little different situation. I'm afraid to get up on the ladder because I'm afraid Patty will jerk it out from under me.
Well, that could happen. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Safety first.
Safety first. So this Santa face, how big is this thing, by the way?
Oh, probably 3 feet tall and 18, 20 inches wide.
Wow. All right. I got a little embarrassed, but the other night, the neighbors on the west side have some little decorations up in their front yard, and then the neighbors down on the other side down there at that side, on their west side, have some nice little decorations. And Shelley says, "We should put something up." And I said, "Well, no.
Nope, you're just the house that drive down the street and it's dark.
We're the one that's dark." The thing is, I did that for a couple of years. And I got up there with these little fasteners and whatnot and did all that. It's not worth it. Not to me, anyway.
It does take a lot of work to do some of the decorating that some people do. Of course, there's other people that actually pay somebody to do it, too.
That's true. There are people making money doing that.
Yeah, you've got all these grandchildren. Why don't you get them, dispatch them to get this done?
I don't want that stuff up there. Somebody's going to have to take it down. It'll be me.
Well, and some I don't want to leave it up year-round, Steve.
Yeah, that's probably the idea. I don't want people to misunderstand me. If I want to really get into Christmas spirit, you know what I usually do? I go to church. That's where I find Christmas. All right. But you're the big
Santa. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you're a big Santa man. So, hey, maybe somebody will take that, give you a new Grinch one of these days. What do you think?
I would be up for it.
Where do you get one of those? You get a Grinch at Menards, Ted? Where do you get a?
Just about anywhere
Office
has
Depot?
Those inflatables.
Inflatable Grinch.
They're probably sitting on a ship somewhere off the coast of California.
Or that. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, the Grinch supply pipeline there kind of clogged up. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 6:42, Steve and Ted coming up.
It's the first thing you see when you walk in the grocery store. Big pile of inflatables.
Inflatable stuff.
Yeah.
All right. 6:42 coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Clear your garage and clear your mind. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 6:47 on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Woman in wheelchair struck and killed by a car in East Wichita.
Two.
Biden administration expected to extend a rule requiring masks on public transportation.
One.
The Omicron variant has arrived in the United States in the Bay Area of California. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, we have an injury traffic accident, Douglas and Maine. So watch for a slowdown there. Again, that's Douglas and Maine, an injury traffic accident. Also, continue to watch for a slowdown around Harry and McLean, where we had a traffic accident there earlier this morning as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 67 degrees. Now clear, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 37 degrees. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. As the first case of the COVID Omicron variant hits the U.S. shore, stocks take a downturn.
A volatile trading session on Wall Street as an early rally faded in the final hour of trading, with stocks finishing lower after it was confirmed that the U.S. has its first case of the new COVID variant. Travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators were the biggest losers following the news. Investors also dumped cloud software stocks today following a mixed earnings outlook from the sector leader Salesforce. The company reported over $6.8 billion in sales for the quarter. However, the company's revenue forecast fell short of analysts' expectations. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Amgen, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Boeing, and Visa. The Dow falling 462 points, the NASDAQ down 284, S&P 500 down 54. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Citing an improved supply of automotive computer chips, General Motors raised its financial guidance and said it expects to return to a normal production rate by the end of next year. Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson told investors on a virtual chat with Credit Suisse that the company has seen improvement in the fourth quarter on costs and sales volume, as demand for its vehicles remains strong. Nearly all automakers have been hit by a global semiconductor shortage. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Clear your garage and clear your mind, says Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Why not? Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, if all of a sudden you vanish from this earth, poof, who would have to deal with all of your junk? Well, if you're like me, some of your junk is sentimental only to you. Some is valuable and some is just junk. Your family probably doesn't know its value, nor will they have the time to research it and find a good buyer when you're gone. Why not make some of those decisions now? Well, for me, it may take several years, but I need to give away, dispose of, or sell anything I don't anticipate really using in the next few years. I need a plan. However, it makes me tired just thinking about how massive of a task this can be. First of all, there's the sentimental stuff. This includes pre- and post-marriage videotapes, both personal and professional. It needs to be edited and digitized. The same goes for boxes and boxes of photographs and their negatives. I need to pare down the tools that I use and just keep one copy of each. How many slot screwdrivers do I really need of the same size? Sell the rest. That's probably good garage sale stuff. Building materials. Now, I'm incessantly working on the house. I've torn out cabinets and kept much of the usable wood and trim. After all, it's mahogany. You know, I do use this stuff on occasion for smaller projects, but hey, it's beautiful mahogany. I need to have a come to Donald moment and determine what I will use in the future and then free Craigslist the rest. The same goes for plumbing and electrical materials that are maybe used and maybe handy again sometime. I say toss it or recycle it all. Everything else, artwork, gadgets, decorations, games, toys, extra furniture, all those pencils you have, most of this has some value. Time to catalog, research, and find the right platform to sell. Some may be for a garage sale, and other stuff may warrant being auctioned or placed in any number of sales websites. I'll let you know how it goes. For now, this is a great idea, and it has me inspired. We'll see. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222. Just make sure you ask for Don Grant.
My brother and I crossed that bridge with my mom passing a few years ago.
Yeah.
And you start going through those cabinets and those drawers and whatnot, and you find all kinds of stuff in there.
Oh, man.
And some of you say, you know, I'd kind of like to keep that, but, you know, no. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. You know, Jerry and I, we'd sit and look through all these photos and say, do you know who that is?
Nope.
Have no idea. Okay.
Yeah.
It was somebody, there was a picture taken probably in 1927.
Well, and there's stuff that could have some value, but do you have the time to go through it and catalog it and put it in the right place to sell it or give it to the right person?
I had something like my dad's first pay stub from Standard Oil after the war when he went to work for them. Useless to anybody.
Yeah.
That's nice, Dad.
Unless you wanted to, like, frame it with a picture of him at work or something.
Yeah, amazing what people will keep. All right. Today is National Mutt Day. You know, this is celebrating the mixed breed of dogs and people.
Oh, people.
Okay. Actually, twice a year, July 31st and December 2nd, 2 days that we have National Mutt Day. Millions of loving and healthy mixed breed dogs in shelters wait for someone to come in and adopt them.
Yeah.
Right? Now, is it true? It says here in this information that actually mutts will learn and better than purebred dogs.
That's what I've heard, because they're not, you know, they don't have the everything's not bred out of them, so they've got all these genes coming in from all these different groups of, you know,
really?
Animals.
Okay.
So
everybody, is it right to say everybody's a mutt in America almost? I mean, if your family,
I don't know any
purebreds. Some part of your family came from Europe and another came from
I've met a few thoroughbreds before, but I don't know any. Everybody comes from everywhere.
Or the melting pot.
The melting pot.
I mean, do you think there's anybody in the world
who's,
I mean, maybe British royalty, but that's, I'm sure there's plenty of.
The British royalty is part German, though.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
Interesting.
All right. Celebrate the Mutt Day. All right, guys.
All right.
6:54, Steve and Ted coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. That Omicron variant has arrived in the U.S. We have that story and all the news on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.